gotta
rank them all, Pokemon.
Welcome to Gotta Rank Them All, the Pokemon Ranking Show, where Chris,
that is me,
and myself, normally every other week, get a guest and a random list of 10 Pokemon and put them in the most officially arbitrary list of all time. Our video listeners already know that this is not a normal week. And if you read the title of this episode, you would know that we are at the season finale of season one of Gotta Rank Them All. We had to get a bunch of friends together for this very special occasion where Chris and I are righting some wrongs across the ranking of this list. We still have a handful of randoms to rank, but mostly this is going to be Chris and I re-ranking things with the help of three lovely guests. You all know their voices. They've been on the show a bunch of times. Victorian Genetics.
What up?
Michael Moran.
Hello.
And Holden Hintz.
Let's rank.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be a wild episode, everybody. We got a lot of Pokemon to rank. We got a lot of opinions that are going to get flung back and forth at each other. Also, this is a two-parter, because we just couldn't contain all of this into one big episode. We wanted to break it up so it'd be a little bit easier for everyone to listen to, but it's still going to be wild. I mean, look at, I didn't know Michael was bringing a pet Rayquaza. I wasn't told. So we got a lot of Pokemon to rank and re-rank. Let's get started. Our first of the last four randoms we have, we're going to do two this episode and two next. Cloth.
Hmm.
This is one of the first ones we saw from the new gen, like in one of those early trailers.
True. And
you know what? He's fine. I wish he evolved.
He's good by me.
Yeah, being a single stage is never as satisfying.
I could actually use more preamble. I think you're being too efficient with the episode already. I like listening to you talk. But Cloth is lame. Two thumbs down.
I think Cloth's fine. I actually used him for quite like the first chunk of the game. He was my rock throw Pokemon, so I was down for some Cloth.
He's just fine. I don't really have any particular opinions.
Yeah.
So yeah, we have three. Fine. He's fine. One, he's pretty good, and one, he sucks.
He's the worst crab, and the crabs are actually, I love Kingler, but the crabs are pretty low in general for me.
Cabrawler is great. Cabrawler is the best crab.
Oh, Cabrawler is sick, but
the best crustacean is the freaking hand cannon one, though. Please.
But Kingler's noise when he goes cookie cookie.
Yeah, it's really good. True. It's like Kingler and then the other one, but not even a crab technically. The lobster or whatever the heck it's supposed to be.
Clawitzer.
Yeah, that's it. I couldn't remember the name.
The
I
just pistol shrimp.
Yeah.
Like a,
Mantis shrimp. Yeah, I mean, I agree. It's not as cool as Clawitzer. But Cloth is still cool. You have like a Titan battle against him, right? And so you get to see like a mega huge one, and you kind of feel like, oh, he's a giant Pokemon, even though, you know, his real size is not that big, but still a cool little guy. I like him.
Yeah,
he's all right. How do we feel about a Krabby comparison? Because I would put Cloth above Krabby. This has a little bit more design, a little bit more.
I could do that.
Yeah, Krabby's at 650.
Man, I was looking in the quad digits.
Come on.
I mean, Caterpie at 1111. This is way worse than Caterpie, my guy.
No, Caterpie's just a dumb little caterpillar. This guy's got like
Caterpie fur. Tried so hard. He tried so hard. And he did so well for Ash, and I love him.
I guess this is why me and you have never been on a Gotta Rank 'Em All episode together.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I came in consciously thinking I shouldn't talk because I my episodes were so much longer, and it's bad for this. But yeah, okay, I'll save my opinions for someone I care about more. Cloth can go wherever, but Krabby's great. Love you, Krabby.
Porygon 2 is suspiciously low at 619, so let's go between 619 and 650 for me.
Okay, all right.
I'm down for that.
Yeah, I don't really care where. Somewhere down there sounds solid enough, though.
Masquerada, another Gen 9.
Yeah, not a great one, but I mean, I know a lot of people will defend Masquerada.
Trubbish is 635. Come on, guys. Put him below Trubbish.
That's fine.
Less trash. Got it.
We love trash here. Just because you're trash doesn't mean you can't do great things.
Hey,
it's called a garbage can.
Garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Not a garbage cannot.
Thank you. Thank you for the reminder. Let's go below Trico. We're just right underneath Trico, above Hippopotas.
Hippopotas.
Thank you. I had to rank him on one of my episodes too, and I struggled then. I'll struggle now.
I love Hippopotas.
It's a weird one.
All right, I like that spot.
Yeah, 647 for Claw feels just right.
Nail is another shuckle person, right?
Sure. The other shuckle person.
So that's why he loves Hippopotas, is because that's like the most natural Pokemon to run with shuckle.
Oh, yeah. Well, I won a VG singles tournament with Hippopotas as my only not fully evolved guy when there was a requirement to have one in a Sandstorm team. It was great.
Gotcha.
Big fan.
Did you run shuckle?
Any guesses? Where we get cloth.
One of them's claw.
He's
fall off a cliff.
He's a crab with a cloth, I think.
Oh, wait, sits on a cliff and then he falls off.
Share a cloth thing while we're talking about cloths? I got this at Pokemon Nationals this weekend. It's like a little tea towel, but it's so cute.
It's from the Japanese
Pokemon Center. Okay. Continue.
Pokemon Show and Tell.
Yeah.
Claw and Cliff.
Oh, you were right.
Yeah, you weren't far off the cliff. Next up, we've got Squawkabilly.
Like Squawkabilly, even though he's just kind of like there and not even present, really. Like him. I was kind of disappointed that there wasn't more to it, though.
Aren't they the taxi service?
Yeah. But it's just like a throwaway thing. Most of the game has plenty of stuff that's just kind of throwaway things because development was not very clean on the game. But I don't know. I like him, but I tend to like the bird Pokemon as a whole quite a bit. So
I was in four different colors.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. I
like his hairdo.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, that's the Squawkabilly kind of rockabilly, right? And that's kind of the rockabilly hair. So.
I think that's what they're going for, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Way cooler than Cloth.
Okay, I agree.
Ross Cawthorn.
Chatot on the thing.
That's
the comparison.
Unfortunately, Chatot's quite low.
Ugh.
I like Chatot too.
Yeah, that's
Chatot's very low.
I like Chatot a lot.
Way higher than that.
How about the guests get to move Chatot up?
Yeah, let's move Chatot up. Just move up a couple pages.
Are you kidding me? You didn't like get it on the DS and like recording "fuck you" on your chat.
Yeah, I did like people. I don't have to go back and listen to the episode because I don't know how he ended up that low. I feel like I probably liked him, and everybody else hated him. I don't know.
I think the main thing with Chatot, and it's kind of the same with Squawkabilly, and honestly, plenty of the birds, is just like there's other better options if you're doing battling, basically.
Oh yeah, he's worthless.
Like Chatot and stuff work just because I like them so much. But same with Squawkabilly, I would like to make him work, but it's difficult, especially ever since Stealth Rocks became a thing.
But on the TCG side, Very Viable got played this weekend at the North American International Championship by the most creative, I think, deck builder in the history of the game. Ross Cawthorn was the only person in the room of thousands of people playing Darkrai and had a Squawkabilly EX that was very vital.
Whoa, that's cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
Sounds like 300s range.
I like that. What other birds we got in there?
I think I like it more than Sunkern. That's 367.
Ooh, okay. There's some good ones. I'm feeling low 300s, though. We got some all-timers here.
Yeah, Flaffy's cool. Kingdra's cool.
Shedinja, Alakazam. Oh, my gosh.
Alakazam is a little bitch, noted on my episode.
Oh, with Sylveon.
Spoons.
Spoons are cool. They help you eat ice cream. We're Kingler's here. Kingler, 392. Yeah. I could put him right below Kingler.
No, he's got to go above Kingler.
Bro, come on.
I think above Kingler.
Kingler is.
I mean,
I agree
with that, but
yeah,
I think I like Kilowattrel more. I think this is a more interesting design, so I'm okay if this goes above. But I personally like Kilowattrel more.
I would agree.
Kilowattrel, actually, I'm not that much of a fan of just because of the fact that it's only a fucking double. I caught the second evolution and I was like, oh, this is going to be the fucking coolest thing ever when it goes into the final, and then it
nope,
there's no final. But yeah, I can go with below that. It's fine.
All right. Mega Tyranitar, I feel like underneath that guy too then, because just in between Mega Tyranitar and Rhydon feels like a fitting spot.
There. Okay. Between a rock and a hard place.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Kingler. Mm-hmm. Oh, that was good, Chris. Wow.
Squagabilly, a new 390. Maybe already guessed, but where do we get Squawkabilly from?
Well, he just said it earlier. Rockabilly and Squawk.
When Tony was naming all of his nephews and nieces, one of them he named Billy. And naturally, he was just like a squawking little baby. And he's like, hey, you know, I'm going to make a Pokemon after you, Squawking Billy, yeah?
Yes, of course. Squawk, Rockabilly. They throw Bill in there as well. It's not necessary. You don't need to try that.
It's one of those
hard
names where it just takes so many different levels.
Big fan of his PC.
That's good.
All right. Now, we get to some personal re-ranks. First up, choice from me, Groudon.
Groudon.
Reminder, we do not have Primal Groudon as a separate entry, so this counts both.
Right. Primal as well. Primal, which is why I think, listen, I'm not here to argue for Groudon top 100. Sure. All right. I'm a fan of Groudon. I realize I'm a little bit stronger of a fan than a lot of people. This isn't everyone's favorite legendary. But I think this, we can get this into the 300 somewhere. I think we can break the 400 mark with Groudon.
Yeah, no doubt.
Where is Groudon at?
466, which feels just a little bit low for me.
Agreed. I was looking as high as, I don't want to go any higher than Ho-Oh at 172. So okay. I feel like that's my hard cap. So, you know, you got like Fat Pikachu 12, 13. I think Groudon's very iconic. He's the face of Ruby, which is a very important game for a lot of people. And
he's the freaking voice. He's the freaking face of VGC for like so many years too, basically.
Yeah.
And he's just a badass. And he's also like the heaviest one, like just thick boy. Huge, massive guy.
He's just cool. Cool spikes. Cool. Sometimes cool spikes. The spike ones aren't as cool as Groudon, and these are cool spikes.
True.
Some restraint shown in a still very aggressive amount of spikes. I like the design. Not as cool as Rayquaza, though.
Fair. Rayquaza is very high for us.
Yeah.
The Jigglypuff's at 242. I feel like that's right around this is a really good spot for him. Pichu, Jigglypuff, like that area for me, it feels good because I feel like those are kind of iconic mons.
A little bit below Eternatus, that feels right.
Ooh. I feel like Nidoking has the same posture, still has spikes, and I think Nidoking's cooler, but they're kind of in different classes, I guess.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I like Groudon more than Nidoking. I'm okay with going above.
I like him more than Duraludon at 286, but I like it less than Toucanon at 267.
You're a bird guy.
Bird, the bird Pokemon are nice. Some of my favorites generally.
Bird Keeper.
Orbeetle. But that's not Mega Orbeetle, right?
That's just Gigantamax. Regular Orbeetle.
Okay. Because the Gigantamax version is very superior.
Yeah.
Aegislash at 262, Ryan. I know that's another one of your favorites.
Oh, I do see that call out, but I think top quarter, which is roughly 262, is solid for Aegislash. I don't know that. I'd be hurt if Aegislash drops, you know, a spot or two here as we re-rank a few things. I think Aegislash is in a good spot. But I'm also like, this is anywhere in this area, I'm happy with for Groudon. Like I said, I wanted to at least get him into the 300s. Getting him into the 200s feels great. So I'm happy somewhere in this range. None of this is going to hurt my feelings.
I mean, I would definitely put him below Obstagoon, Mega Gallade, Sinistee, Toucanon, so I'm definitely like below 267 personally. That whole chunk has a whole bunch. Aegislash is pretty cool too. Hariyama, because
I'd keep him below Sinistee as well, so I'm okay going below Toucanon unless somebody's gonna argue higher.
I'm not
Latias and Latias keep getting bumped down.
Sure,
that's true.
Veluza is not one that I'm very hot on, so I would be happy to put that's 256. So I'm happy to like put it above that area. I'm just a, you know, I'm just like 10 higher, probably underneath Berserker. Then if we're talking about just like the overall, like what they mean to me in like theme, because Groudon's just tight. There's no like specific thing he reminds me of. He's just like a cool, unique design, looks like a badass. Yeah. You know, whereas like when you start getting into Berserker and Frostass, like those are like cool, like actual origins and more a little bit more creative. As the games went on a little bit longer, so I mean that's why I'm a little bit higher. But if you guys want to go down below Toucanon, I'm not gonna sleep on it.
Or below Dratini somewhere, yeah. Oh, Toucanon's fine. I think he's cooler than Zacian.
Yeah, I think he's cooler than Zacian and Reggie Drago for sure.
Okay.
Now My Little Pony, I don't know if he's cooler than that. But...
Yeah, that's facts. Big facts. Oh, Litten too.
It's fine. It's an arbitrary list.
The most officially arbitrary.
I don't know.
We can't sit on that. Otherwise, we're going to lose a lot of battles out here, okay?
Well, that's great. That's like 200 spots up for Groudon. Very happy with that. Chris.
Did you erase the original?
Yes. Oh, that's a good question. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Who's your pick, Chris?
My first pick. Oh, there's Primal Groudon. It's Kartana. Okay,
that looks awesome.
Not going to argue for Kartana top 100, top 200 even, probably not. But he's way too low right now, 5-97. I think this is the best Ultra Beast. I think it should be higher than all the other Ultra Beasts, at least.
Mm-hmm.
I think I like the freaking anorexic queen bee thing a little bit more.
Faramosa?
Yeah, that one.
Is it because she's hot?
Maybe.
Cockroach?
It's just because it looks more like a Pokemon design to me. The Ultra Beasts in particular, I just don't like their design very much. They're just so like obscure and out there. It's like they just went to somebody and was like, can you make some Pokemon for us? Random commission artist. It's like, okay, sure. Like, but that being said, the new gen has plenty of Pokemon that look like they're just Digimon ripoffs. So it's like clearly they're trying things because they're at 1,000 Pokemon at
this point. Yes, it's 1,000 Pokemon later, and they're still coming up with creative ass designs like Origami Samurai, and it's so damn cool. And it's this tiny little guy. Just imagine this guy coming out and like using like a badass like sword steel type move, and just sweeping people with your like 2-inch Pokemon or tiny Kartana.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. I love Kartana.
Thank you.
I think it's the best Ultra Beast as well.
Yes, and Kartana goes hard in OU as well. Like, he's been very good. You have a Swords Dance kind of setup on him, and he just goes absolutely hard in the paint.
He had a fun GX card whose attack, GX deck, was just take a prize card, which is 1/6 of a victory condition in the Pokemon trading card game. And that's just a fun little weird move.
Yeah, like he's more cohesive than most of the Ultra Beasts as far as the design goes for me. Like, the main ones I like are the ones that look cohesive, like a little more like an entity. So, but I didn't deal with them too much as a whole. I just kind of know when they show up in like VGC and stuff like that. So,
okay.
Well, recently we moved Guzzlord up to 127, right?
That's right. I forgot about that.
Oh, Guzzlord is sick. I would love to see these two hang out. A little boy and a big guy. Just like, I don't know. I feel like they'd be friends.
I'm down to put Kartana as the new 127.
Well, you know, we have Necrozma. Isn't that another one?
No, is that Necrozma.
Necrozma. Oh, how's yeah, that's worse than both these. Pidgeot? Okay, I gotta restrain myself.
Oh, no, Necrozma's at 124. Jeez.
Oh my gosh. I'm just saying, if we're saying this is the best Ultra Beast, we should put it the highest for all the Ultra Beasts.
Is Necrozma an Ultra Beast?
Is it?
Yes, it is.
It's just listed as a legendary Pokemon, not a UB.
Whoa. The card?
I mean, when I went to Ultra
Space, Ultra Wormhole. I mean, but it's. This is like.
The Bulbapedia for Ultra Beast? He's not on here.
Yeah, it's like Bulbapedia lists this as a not under the Ultra Beast.
Whoa, right? Yeah. It says Cosmog, Solgaleo, Lunala are not Ultra Beasts, but I'm pretty sure the card had it classified as an Ultra Beast.
That's fine.
Maybe that's why I was so confident.
Yeah, we could put it underneath there then. If it's not under Ultra Beast, I'm fine with that.
Okay. I'm down for 127.
Yeah, that's fine by me.
Let's go.
It was way higher than I was expecting to get Kartana. Thank you, yo.
I got you.
Cardano's sick. Like, you just look at it and you're like, that thing's cool as hell, right?
Yeah.
I feel like, yeah, and it's somehow a little cute too.
Sacred Sword. That's the move I was thinking of.
Way too many options for the name origin here. It's not as easy as
Katana.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's one of like six.
You could probably like fold himself into a car, so that's where that comes from.
With a K.
I mean, I was just thinking cart or not cart, card. So cart.
Yep. Katana and card.
He fought in Charta? Mortal Kombat, that's why it's a K.
Charta, which is Latin for paper, which I'm probably mispronouncing, may also involve Kirtana, a British ceremonial sword used at coronations. And Kartana, Sanskrit for cutting.
Mm.
They really went all out here.
There is a lot of possibilities on that for sure.
I redact me saying that he's 1 inch tall. He's actually 1 foot tall, so he's actually gonna be like a whole ruler stick of paper, which is, you know, that's sizable. That's a, like, if you do an origami, that's like a foot long. Like, that's pretty big origami.
Yeah, true sized. All right, my next pick is Snivy. Grass starters have not gotten a lot of love on this podcast. I adore Snivy. Again, I don't think we're going to get this crazy high, but at 492, it hurts me a little bit. I would like to see this thing move up like maybe 50, 100 spots, maybe a little bit more, roughly somewhere in that area. I love this thing, and I would be hurt if I didn't try to fight for it. It's the only grass starter I go for hardcore every single time I start a Gen 5 run or any generator. It's the only grass starter I go for.
Okay. Is it the best grass starter for you? Like your favorite one?
For me, yeah, I would say so. Yeah, I understand. It's maybe not even my favorite design wise because it is a little straightforward. But I'm a person. I love snakes. I have a pet snake. This is a snake grass, grass snake little Pokemon. It's very fast. It hits hard. It's great for a run through the game. I adore it.
Yeah. Do we have any grass starters that are higher than Snivy? Because I can already see Bulbasaur, Chikorita, and Chespin, which were below it.
Oh, whoa. I was going to be like, I love Snivy, but I love those ones more.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Mike, you and I, this is the one grass starter we got going. If you like Snivy, no other grass, this is our chance to get a grass starter higher up.
Where did Sprigatito land?
Oh, yeah, I think Sprigatito is actually kind of high because Brian brought it on, huh?
Oh, yeah, Brian did.
Oh, yeah, 144.
Goodness.
Cool. I'm gonna go on a limb here and say Snivy is my second least favorite grass starter. So I'm out on this one. I feel like that's already higher than I would have put him at 490.
So he's your eighth favorite then?
He would be eighth favorite.
I love the angle here that there is so much inherent risk to you guys bringing Pokemon, because with a panel like this, the weight of you bringing it is far less, so it could actually go down if you bring it up again. So it's probably a good thing that you didn't bring Shuckle again, Chris.
Yeah, tactical. That's what he was saying.
That's what I hinted at earlier, that Ryan should have brought it so we could lower it, but I think they don't want to lower anything. I think we're just bringing Pokemon up.
We were on agreement at the very least that we were not going to bring anything to trash it further down the list.
Yeah,
that's kind of you.
I don't know. I like Snivy okay, but I don't like him more than like Rico, who, you know, we talked about is quite Trico. A bit lower.
Rowlet.
Chikorita. Rowlet is a real one. God,
Trico's maybe my second least favorite grass starter. I can't stand that design. I hate what it evolves into. I hate that Pokemon.
Cool. I think Chespin and Grookey are lowest for me.
Yeah, Chespin's the worst for sure.
Yeah.
Well, this guy was right above him, so perfect for you.
Yes. Yeah, Chespin's 494, and that's probably like 300 too high for me. So.
Oh, Rowlet's 153 at least.
Yeah, Rowlet's
quite high. Rowlet's reasonable, and Sprigatito is reasonable. But yeah, I'm not gonna say Snivy should go any higher. I feel like mid of the list is probably fine for him.
I mean, I could give him some spots. I don't dislike him. He's just not like, I don't know. He doesn't stand out to me. I like his
evolution. He's cooler than Chestnut. Wait, where did Snivy start? Sorry, can you
remember? 494.
495.
Okay. Chestnut's at 317. That's quite a jump, though.
Oof. Yeah, and I mean...
Oh.
Yeah, even that's maybe...
Not having, like, dual blades. Dual blades at 453.
Oh.
I would say put him at 306.
306?
No, not 306. Just 307. Put him next to Sandaconda and Arbok.
Because all the snakes can hang out? Because
the snakes. Mm.
But I don't know, really. I like him well enough. He's better than, like, Grookey and...
What about... Remember?
Espen, yeah.
Okay, so we're talking about snakes. He is far less cool than Onyx and Steelix at 408 and 409.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair.
Not as cool as Swampert.
Most of the other snakes that I could think of off the top of my head are already in like the bottom 900 or something. So
I gotta say, the low end for me is Turtwig. I gotta put this at least above Turtwig at 433. Like that's
I like Turtwig a lot. I just Turtwig's way better. Torterra, I'm kind of like indifferent on. I don't really care about Torterra, but Turtwig's.
I mean, I'm willing to give a small win to Ryan here and say above Grovyle because he already said he hated that line. So, like, Quagsire, 447, maybe, like, underneath that. Small win.
Okay. I mean, that's, like, 50 spots.
Yeah, that's about what I wanted. I'll live with it.
I'd put it above Quagsire, personally. Give you one more.
I'm okay with it.
I'd even go so far as to say it could be below Porygon Z.
Ooh, Starmie's really cool, though. But
thank you. Starmie is a badass. I fought, like, I got Starmie, like, 500 spots up the list last time I was on the show, so.
That's, you're doing God's work.
Thank you.
Yeah, no one I still else hate Starmie, but I'll take it.
Then.
Okay. Starmie, Staryu, more great cries. They just sound amazing.
Snivy, a new 447. I love you, buddy, even if no one else does. You and me.
You gotta think. Grand scheme. I love like Snivy too. There's just a lot of Pokemon.
But a lot of the grass starters come into the same problem where it's like by the time they're at their final evolution, I'm not really caring as much about them. So
I think Snivy just gets a little bit better for me every stage. Yes, Servine's fine as a middle stage, and Superior I adore. I love the design of Superior. Yeah.
I mean, like Superior as far as the whole contrary nonsense spamming storm and just like crazy. Yeah. But, I don't know, for me it was like a little boring.
Hey, did Grass Loki have the best evolution line in the last two games?
No, it was fire.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of even what they were, honestly. I just kind of checked out for
the monkey drummer and the cat burglar, the Zoro cat.
Foy Coco, bro.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, they are really good ones, though. So,
all right. Snivy's all set. Chris,
okay. So here's the thing: the next Pokemon, it's not great, guys. It's still going to be second, bottom half of the list, but right now it's in the thousands, and I think that's a little low for Drizzile.
You're right. I think I was on that episode, and I was upset with like Voltorb or some things being too low, and so I sacrificed him to bump up some of the hated Pokemon that I like.
You're fighting for Drizzile? I looked at the list, but I didn't realize this was Drizzile. I can't believe you're fighting for this Pokemon. This is like one of the worst designs. Like
one of the worst.
I cannot believe you're fighting for Drizzile.
Wait, what Pokemon is it? Drizzile?
Oh, yeah, take a look at the stream.
He's not a thousand.
A bullet trash. Point. For in your favor, Chris, since we ranked him, this Pokemon ruled the TCG metagame. It had an ability called Shady Dealings that added consistency to every deck and a cool name. I want to deal things shadily. So he put some good innings in for a lot of decks.
That is a very cool card. I'm just afraid that like half the Pokemon have probably been viable at one point or another in the TCG. And it's like, oh, sick card art. Looks great. But like, officially, like Drizzile just like I feel like made Sobble just a worst line. Like Sobble could have been so much more, and then instead of going from like I don't know, Sobble obviously was a little shy, and that's kind of what they're going for in the theme, but as it just got older, like emo phase, and then got like cool super agent phase, I wish it would have just expanded more into like a like a predator or something, like a night stalker, because it had like invisibility in its introduction, like camouflage, but it just disposed all of that and just went really terribly for me. And so he really screwed over the Saba line in my eyes.
Well, okay, hold on. Thought experiment. If you had to fill the Venn diagram between secret agent and sad baby, is not the exact middle of that the fulcrum point? Emo angst? Yeah, emo boys.
Probably.
That's like the exact middle.
I think you can make the argument for sure.
The argument is there. I'm not saying it's not a good middle point. I'm just saying it's a terrible evolution of where Sabo could have went, and it's really disappointing and really just a terrible design. Like, look at those hands. He's got little oven mitts on his hands, and I hate him.
That's true.
Yeah, hey, representation matters. All the mitten hand people out there, probably.
All my mitten folks, where you at?
This is better than Lombre, though, right? Like, Lombre is an abysmal design. Worst.
Oh.
Hate Lombre.
Come on, bro.
Lombre is kind of cool.
Lombre is pretty tight, bro.
Lombre can get it.
That's a different podcast, Michael.
That's what I was going to say. That's your next podcast, honestly. It's got to sex them all.
I like the colors of Lombre so much more. The colors of Drizzile don't do anything to help him.
They're not even part of the final evolution either. Right? Does he have purple in his hair? Is his fin purple and from Dentelion?
I don't recall. Oh yeah, I know. He just has like the greenish look of the
right. He drops the purple entirely.
Just don't put him above Voltorb at 10:44. Voltorb is just being, I don't know. It's terrible crimes we've done to that poor little ball.
I mean, it is just a Pokeball.
It's so much cooler. It's a bullseye. It's just a home run knocked out of the park. Angry eyes are 10 out of 10. Simple. It shows restraint.
Does it?
Yes.
Like lack of creativity.
Calculated restraint.
Calculated restraint. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's better. It is better.
You know,
than
the best part is when he evolves and they just switched the colors and then made the eyes two little slits.
Yes, that's I think a worse design, but still cool. I think this is worse than Muck and Cloyster. I would put it at 156 personally, below those two. Those are all timers for me.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely Drizzile belongs above the atrocities known to man. Namely Bruxish, like which he's above Bruxish, right? So
how did Bruxish get so high?
That was a good question too. Bruxish
mistakes were made, yeah.
way too high.
Oh, I forget. Does Glalie, like, what's the thing? Is it like, I know Cloyster, is Glalie like a butthole or something? What's wrong with Glalie?
what's the lore reason Glalie's terrible?
Skin, right? Am I thinking of the right?
Oh yeah, you guys have that like the phobia of holes. Okay,
yeah, the
I think Glalie.
I mean,
sick.
For me, it's just that Frostlass is way fucking cooler.
That's true.
Frostlass rules.
But looking down here, why is for me anyway? I like Galisopod. I don't know why he's so low.
Kind of ugly.
I think he's one of the better bug Pokemon, personally.
Yeah, he's cool. He's a little Digimon-y, but I love him.
Yeah, he's a little
Digimon-y
for sure. Yeah.
Agreed.
Okay. This guy's got to go above Conkeldurr, like I was discussing.
Above Conkeldurr for sure. I'll give you that much.
Yeah,
but the Sigilyph is tight. I like Sigilyph in a Moongoose. Yeah.
And I'm just going to say Dunsparce and Stunfisk are awesome. They probably give great hugs.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All we're establishing here is that Nail definitely has some feelings to get resolved in regards to Pokemon. He said Lombre can get it and that he wants to hug Stunfisk.
Yeah. I feel like Stunfisk needs the hug just as much as I do.
I know. Mm-hmm. He looks a little sad boy, so. Not a wannabe sad boy, though, like Drizzile.
Yeah. So we can put it above the clown face murderer that is Magmortar. I'm fine with that.
Speaking of clowns, props to you guys for putting Blacephalon so high. I figured that would have been dunked on. I do remember that conversation, but yeah, I'm happy where you ended up.
Which one?
Blacephalon, the clown, the fire clown, Ultra Beast.
Oh, gotcha.
It's pretty high. But yeah, I could go 1057 as high as I'd go for Drizzile.
Sounds fine.
Yeah, it sounds like we're doing 1068, which I'm okay with. That's fine.
Cool.
I would have liked to see him out of the thousands, but that's clearly not happening. So
nope.
I'll just go fuck
I respect grab. You bringing him
I
back.
I think of
Chris.
All the middle child syndrome starter things, he's like one of the worst persons.
I disagree. It was way it worse. Was,
oh, yeah.
It's funny because like Chris was like had a lot of confidence. He's like, yeah, you know, he's really he's done dirty down a thousand. Let's go to like 600 range. Let's bring this guy up to the list. And sorry to crush
you.
Yeah,
you should be with the other middle evolutions who are all terrible, but they're in like the 700, 600.
I would.
I mean,
if you would have had Voltorb higher, I'd have had your back.
Oh yeah, I mean, I would say Combusken is worse as far as middle syndrome goes, but yeah, he's Combusken's 411, so his argument stands, honestly.
Bro, what about Florigato? I think Middlemons came back with Florigato. I think that's the new Charmeleon, and I love Charmeleon.
Yeah.
Oh, Raboot. I like Raboot, too. Raboot was tight.
Oh, Raboot's cool. Florigato is really cool.
Didn't do it for me. Well, Drizzile... You got where we could get you. What was it, 1068? I already scrolled away.
Yes. Yeah, 1068.
Yep. You're wrong. It was actually like 960.
Move it up another 100. next pick for me. Again, this one's not a big move, but this is, personally, this is a big injustice on the list that this Pokemon is below another Pokemon. We need to get Rockruff at least above Poochyena. It is ridiculous.
Let's go.
That is the case. Poochyena is at 335.
I mean, yeah, I like Poochyena quite a bit, but I would say Rockruff's definitely better.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, listen, I would love to bring it even higher, but bare minimum, we got to be above Poochyena, which it was not. So.
Okay. Scrolling up the list, I think I like Slowpoke a little bit better, just as far as like overall like universal adaptability. And Slowpoke's 293, so that's probably around the range I'm looking. You know, Jirachi's at like 300, so just because Rockruff is cool and I do like him, he's a good little boy, but yeah, he is a little bland in design, notably.
Ooh. And he's still a little boy.
He is.
I think for Sylveon,
I like him more than Litten.
Mm-hmm. And that's 276. Okay, I mean, if you want to go above Litten, that's fine, but they're about the same to me.
I like Litten more. I think I like Sylveon more. Sylveon's a 311.
Oh, yep. I'm with you there.
That's fair. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Latios and Latias are still up there, too. I could go below Sylveon.
Yeah, Sylveon's... I mean, I don't really care for Sylveon. I think it's a fine, you know, evolution. I don't really have any real... I've used it before. It's like, it's pretty powerful, and especially in, like, UU. But... Nothing really special about it. I'm like below or above, I don't care. I like Delibird, but
I also like Delibird.
Ooh, and I love Beedrill. Delibird. Let's go below Beedrill and Delibird.
Let's go below Beedrill above Delibird.
Whoa, okay. Ooh,
sorry,
let's
Scrooge.
Below Sylveon above Rookidee, to be honest.
Okay,
I'm okay with
he's that. Not even part of this conversation.
Bird boy.
That's where I would put it.
Bird why boy, do you guys hate Christmas? Boy. Enjoy.
Yeah.
It's true.
These people got cold.
You know
Delibird
why
doesn't
like
bring
Christmas
you anything nice. Delibird brings you attacks. All
Iron
right. I don't want to be attacked for Christmas.
It's a terror. So fuck Delibird.
Some people are into that.
Delibird's tight. Isn't there like a Pokemon Stadium 2 minigame where Delibird you have to like pick up like presents and conveyor belt and jump off? I love that minigame. So that's like half of my love for Gen 1 and 2 Pokemon are just like were they featured in a Pokemon Stadium minigame.
There. Okay. I think we have three votes for below Delibird. So I think we're going below Delibird.
Hell yeah.
I'll accept it. You know what? We got above Poochyena, which was the most important part of me bringing Rockruff back, because that was a serious injustice on this list.
That's a good pick.
Bothering me. Chris, who's your next pick?
Hold on, making sure I deleted the other Rockruff. Okay.
Oh, that's right.
My next pick, Goodra. Please,
let's
for the love
go.
Of God, such injustice. Such injustice.
True.
Ryan, don't talk about the slimy hugs. Nobody wants
fucking
to hear it.
Gross. It's gross.
Goodra is at 847. Goodra's so good.
Oh my gosh. Goodra's so good.
I mean,
it's in his name.
For me, I can probably go with it being at 847.
Shut up.
Yeah, I'm with you. No, 847 feels pretty
right. My argument is just like the dragon typing has so many like iconic Pokemon. I would never be like, oh, my dragon on my team is going to be Goodra. Like, there's no way I would ever. I mean, I like the design. It's fine. It's just if I compare it to the other dragons, it's not. The only reason that I lean more towards it is because Ash had one. Like, that's my main reason that I like it.
Number one.
But it is a dragon, so you can make an argument to put it in at least the top half of the list in my book, honestly, because that's one of the better typing.
Yeah, it's just straight up dragon type. I love that it reminds me of Dragon Tales. Just kind of has that like fun, cartoony like type design. Whereas like most dragons are like, gotta be a badass, giant, spiky, pointy edges dragon. This one's more like, hey, this is my thing. Like, I'm a little gross. I'm a little weirdo. But we appreciate the freaks on Gutter and Gamon. That's why I think this freak needs to get bumped up.
I love a dang ass freak. I don't know if this is one of them though. No. Like I love goo. I just I'm a goo guy. I love goop. Goo. I love an ooze. I love a good ooze.
Me too.
But this guy doesn't do much for me.
Kick the Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah, you know, I'm a goop guy. I mean, it's cooler than Illumise, but I don't think it's cooler than Octillery. Illumise. Another gooper. Another gooper.
Illumise.
Octillery is 821.
Bro, come on. We got to get this. We got to get this into like the 600s at least. Like,
no, it can't go above Pidgey.
It has to go above Pidgey. Pidgey is a weakling little baby bird that you can just step on, bro. Gudra's a badass. Like, Gudra rocked the UU. Like, he was so good with Choice Band. You just run Outrage, you'd run Earthquake, and he hits hard. He's got like a 110 base special attack.
And I'd
attack.
Run away from his gooey hug.
Okay,
they don't. Hugs, no,
thank you.
Yes, stop, bro. Bronzong, you think this is better than Tornadus and Bronzong?
Yes, Tornadus is terrible.
I mean, Gudra is cooler than Rampardo, so like I said, I could go up to 685.
Okay,
Whimsicott is at 753. Whimsicott, come on.
Yeah, and Whimsicott sucks, bro. Let's go like Charam. Charam 642. Charam sucks. Let's go above Charam.
Kangaskhan.
Kangaskhan's got made better with his mega form.
Who are you gonna trust with your children more, this thing or Kangaskhan? Because I think this guy's going for that. He's going for like a Barney vibe.
Kangaskhan's not gonna give your children back.
That's a very fair point. If you compare Kangaskhan to this, which one's more likely to be the rest?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. This has got big Barney energy from Gudra. And he's gonna goo your
tails full of drugs.
Jesus.
He's like, you want some goo, kids?
Like, okay, because like Muck, I want Muck's goop more than I want this guy's goop. And Muck's what? Like way down in the thousands.
You don't want Muck's goop.
How do you want Muck's goop?
Muck's goop is toxic, bro.
You know,
yeah, but he hugs Ash, and Ash is fine.
He's talking so much about the goo and being bad for the kids. He's reminding me of the first Power Rangers movie. The guy that was the ooze.
The ooze, the legend of the ooze. I love ooze. Yeah, maybe if he was more oozy and less goopy. Like if it was purple goop, maybe I'd like Gudra more.
Okay, bro, we got Elekid at 671. We got to go above Elekid.
Coughing, another polluter, 717. Wheezing? This is way worse than Wheezing.
Nah.
Way worse.
Right, Ryan?
Okay. I gotta go for Wheezing or coughing over this thing.
Hold on. I heard genetics agreeing with us that it should be above Rampardos at least. So
yes,
I can agree. We continue from there? Because there's three of us at least that want it higher than Rampardos.
That is the democratic process, which that's is true. The problem with our country.
That's
but
true. Really, it is the problem with our list as well.
Okay, that's the next podcast. Got to rank them all, politics edition.
Yeah. Can someone Google what Donald Trump thinks about this Pokemon, so that way I know what I think about this Pokemon?
I'll just type it out into an AI voice filter and try to get in.
Okay.
I love Gudra.
Genetics
in this country.
I want to remind you.
Is this where ivermectin come from?
The last Pokemon that I'm bringing on for this first of the season finale episodes. I brought that for you, man.
Wow.
I know. That's part of my argument here. I mean, I don't even know if this is beating out some of the other dragons I like a little bit more, but I like it more than Rampart.
Okay, what if we put it above Charam at 642?
That would be fair to me too, even though I do like Charam a fair bit.
Yeah, above Dialga.
Staryu? Come on, Holden. You don't want to put this guy above Staryu.
I'm a Staryu defender.
Come above Jirachi.
It is better
than
300 easy.
Above Jirachi? Oh, okay, okay.
Nope.
Okay. No.
Hard ass.
Crobat!
Oh, Crobat's coming back.
Yeah, don't worry, don't worry. Mike, you and me, buddy. You and me, buddy. Don't worry.
Oh my god. Joltik.
Crobat's way too low. We all agree on that.
Yeah.
God.
Okay, we're moving Gudra to 642 then.
Let's go.
Wait, wait. What about above Rampardos by one?
we decided above Charon by one.
Fine. Vileplume. Okay.
Vileplume sucks.
What is this podcast becoming?
That's why there's five of us, all right? And you wanted four, so there had to be five.
Actually, I'm happy. I feel like Tapu Lele and Gudra Loki have similar energy, and I don't know.
It's fair.
They like both could be children's mascots on a TV show, and I like Tapu Lele more. I'm fine with this.
Thank you. Coming to your senses.
I just love you guys, so I want you to be happy. That's really your empathy is, or my empathy is really what's making me come down here.
Fair.
Understandable.
All right, so move on to your next one, Ryan.
Next up, I've got to rewrite. If you've listened to the show, you saw this one coming. We all understand how much I love this Pokemon and how wronged it has been at its current rank. Swampert needs to be moved up. It is ridiculous that that thing is sitting in the 400s.
I want to go back to something real quick, even though you're going to bring it up later. Why the fuck is Golbat higher than Crobat?
Listen.
That was, yeah. That's because Crobat got ranked first. He got ranked too low, and we put Golbat higher to try and make up for it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, as long as somebody's bringing that back, because it definitely is better than at least his pre-evolution.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, Crobat's fine. I don't know why I hit it on the episode.
Swampert at 444 right now, but Mega Swampert is at 77. And we can all agree Mega Swampert's better, so that's our range, I feel like.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah, I don't think this even gets quite that close to Mega Swampert. I don't think this is quite top 100, as much as I love Swampert. Oh.
No, oh, Drain the swamp.
It's better than... I think it's better than Slack. Well, we have too many Trump references in this episode. We haven't even got to the bottom of his list yet to actually talk about Trump.
Holden, where were you on January 6th?
Oh my god!
Good ass question. Slacking is at 199, and I feel like they have similar energies from the Gen 3. But I think Swampert is a little bit more attuned and alert. That's why I would put him above that. That's where I'm sitting right now.
I think it's a great call out. Love it. It's perfect. I mean, I know how much Chris dislikes Vaporeon. That's sitting at 170. I think it's a better water type than...
That's because people have brought that on the episode twice to get it up there.
I love genetics.
I know for a fact that Mike likes that. Okay.
Yep.
I'm
going to let Ryan go, but I think I was thinking this is like a 300s mon, and I could let you get in the 200s. The 100s seems high for me.
Okay. We can go on any side like a 219. That's probably my next like look down if we want to go lower. Yeah. Because that's a little more iconic.
It is better than Venusaur. Venusaur is too high, but this is better than Venusaur.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Farfetch'd and Aerodactyl are
Venusaur,
both.
Venusaur, that way it just went up double its rank. Exactly.
229 and 230.
It would go from 444 to 222.
That's true.
Okay, that is cute. 229 and 230 are top 20 Pokemon for me.
But then it would get pushed out of 222 eventually anyway.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Farfetch'd and Aerodactyl.
I love those two.
Farfetch'd is tight, but like Sir Farfetch'd, like Sirfetch'd, that's way higher on the list and way cooler. So it's like these are cool mon that have just been made better. Like I'm not gonna fight for Bisharp anymore because King Gambit exists. Like he's the most badass version. So that's why I'm like I wouldn't fight for a Farfetch'd.
Hey, well Bisharp would still fight for you, Holden. I want you to remember that.
Number one in my heart.
I could go right below Psyduck. I think Swampert is perfect where he is, just to state my opinion. I don't really like Swampert that much, despite the fact that I use one like a billion times because I play that gen so many times, and I always pick the water starter, but I just don't think he's that great of a design, and he was made way better by Mega Swampert, which is actually a really cool design.
True.
But Swampert's better than Venusaur, so I'm okay with going above Venusaur.
They're both cool designs. It's just Mega's even cooler. Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, better than Venusaur above Fortress. That's perfectly fine by me. We got it up 200 spots. It's a much more respectable position for Swampert.
Mm-hmm.
Getting it up into the 220s. I'm very happy. I won't complain about it again in the future, Chris. I promise. Make a note. All right, whenever we come back from our season break. Well,
I want a Lapras hat. I wanted to put it on for you guys.
Oh, that's a nice hat too.
Yeah, it's got a cool Lapras on it.
That's cute. You're a real Pokemon fan over here.
Wearing a Rayquaza and a Lapras. next up, Chris.
Next one. Holden, I know you're gonna love this. We got Dragapult.
Okay. I mean, he's a ghost dragon, and he's got like little fighter jets of little baby forms of himself. Like, it's pretty badass.
I mean, this is better than Gudra, who just re-ranked.
Yep, that's what I was just about to say.
That's already above him, though.
Way better.
This is.
Way better.
Gudra was at like 600 something, wasn't it?
Oh no, Dragapult's at 531.
It's already better than that anyways.
This, again, I'm looking around that 250 area because this is better than Litten at 277.
I think this is cooler than Swampert.
I'm good with that too.
I'm okay with it.
Let's see where I would hard stop.
I like Hydreigon more.
See, I would hard stop with like Excadrill at 132, just like more. I'm just closer to that one. But I'm good with in the hundreds, honestly, because Dragapult, it was very, very useful. He's extremely good and competitive, and he just has been just a great design, just like continually creative design, like, and based off like a little stealth bomber, like very, very cool.
I feel like best design in a while. That's what I thought when I saw it, like in the generation. I thought when I saw this, but I really love Zekrom, which is at 181 and is another big dragon boy. This feels so much more like a Pokemon than Zekrom, though, to be fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. Trevenant, is that your boy, Michael? I don't remember.
I love the tree. Let's go. And Chandelure. I love this.
I do love Chandelure, too.
I also love Chandelure.
Miles behind Trevenant for me, but I'm probably the only voice there.
Yeah, that's above Trevenant for me. Probably above Mega Blastoise.
Talonflame
for me, but I'm okay with underneath Chandelure just because I love Chandelure so much. I would put Chandelure in like my top 30, and Dragapult would probably be in, you know, probably 35 or something if I had to make one.
Man, I didn't know we had so many Chandelure fans in here.
Yeah, and this
I'm okay going right below Chandelure.
Cool, keep Talonflame above it.
Sounds good to me.
You just gotta appreciate them pulling off this design. It's like they asked a child, what are the three coolest things? And they said ghost, dragon, and stealth bomber. And then they put this in a Pokemon and it works.
Yeah.
No, this one is solid. Yeah. 179 for Dragapult feels really good.
Dude,
next up, we got a couple back to back cute picks here, I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For my cute pick, I've got Cutie Fly.
Being a super fan, having listened to every episode, I've heard you talk about Cutie Fly so much.
Yeah.
And every time you talk about it, I'm just like, I know you used it, but like, you know, like scratch my beard a little bit and be like, what? So go off, King. Tell me why I should be higher.
This is the Pokemon that made me fall in love with fairy type.
Aww.
It was a type that I was like hell bent on not really caring about or learning because my brain was pretty decided on not adding anything new to the formula that it's known for its entire life. I caught one of these, and Holden, I agree with you. When I caught this thing, I'm like, what is this bland little bug piece of crap? When I first caught it, and it stayed with me all the way to the Elite Four. I evolved it into the Rabombi, and I get Rabombi's the better version. I'm not trying to say Cutie Fly is better than Rabombi.
Rabombi I used too. Rabombi was fucking legit, dude.
It's a Rabombi. This little bee fly just won me over in a way I wasn't expecting. I went from not liking this thing to it being a permanent part of my team that wasn't going to leave. Like this was the Pokemon I didn't see coming that won my heart over in a really strong way. And I get it. It's at 750 something right now. I took notes earlier, but I didn't actually.
Yeah, it was like 757.
I don't we don't need to get this crazy high, but I would love to see this at least close to the half, maybe in the top half portion. Where's Rabambi?
See, Ryan, if I was the host of God Rank 'Em All and you were my guest bringing on QDFI, I would be like, hey, man, personal anecdote, your love for it, wherever you want, man. I'm with you. I'll back you.
Bro, I'm right there with you. I was going to say there's so many things that we're going to scroll past that I love, but the reason I love Pokemon is because of the stories you just told, and that's
what I always say too. Like the fact that there's a favorite for everyone. Like I always get so annoyed when people are like, "Why the fuck are they adding Klofki or the fucking Keyring Pokemon to Pokemon Unite?" I'm like, you don't understand that every single Pokemon has somebody that it's their favorite fucking Pokemon. So any addition to any of their games is good, arguably. So. Those are the best parts about Pokemon. It's like the stories and whatnot.
Except for Bruxish. Yeah. They created that one so you'd be put on a list if you made it your favorite.
Yeah.
And whoever the fuck made the stupid Alma Mola and decided it's not an evolution of Leftist.
Yeah, there were somebody like, that gen that were like, this should be an evolution. Buffalant.
Yeah.
Could have been an email.
So yeah, Ryan, name your price. I'm there for you.
Well, like I said, I don't think this gets above Rabambi, who is at 432. I think that's hard ceiling.
I kind of like it. Okay, keep going. Sorry.
And as I scroll through here, like I said, I'd like at least close to half, if not in that top half margin, somewhere in that area.
I mean, I'll give you Frigiraph. That guy's kind of a monstrosity that probably deserves to be a little lower. So I can give you, that's 470.
Okay, I'll take it.
I mean, for me, it's worse than Rabambi, but it's better than Spoink, Unknown, Turtwig, Alolan Golem, Key, Calyrex.
Stoutland would be the one that's...
right there.
That's what I would do, is right below Rabambi, personally. But
That's cute. Starmie?
Below Starmie.
Where's Starmie?
447.
Oh, I see.
Understandable. Yeah, do you like...
Just put it next to... Freaking Ryan's other Pokemon.
Yeah, do you like Snivy or Cutiefly more?
I think I like Cutiefly more.
Jim? I like Cutiefly more for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Put it after Starmie.
This is acceptable.
Are you happy with that, Ryan?
Yeah, I am. I got like Cutiefly up in the top half. This isn't my personal list though. You know, we've got this is the list, you know. This isn't
the group, the community. The people have spoken.
And Cutiefly is at 448 for my cute pick. I'm so glad because that was one that I was like, people cannot be with me on that one. But it stole my heart and it helped me love a type that I was not necessarily willing to love at, you know, first blush because of nostalgia and history with the series and everything.
That's so sweet.
All right, Chris.
Let's go. And this Pokemon.
Last pick for the night.
All right. This Pokemon already at 104, but it deserves top 100 at the end of this list.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of this list, which means you have to go up to...
we got to go at least 90.
90? Yeah, because there's what, 12?
There's 12 left. They're not all going to be top 100.
Right.
I saw
we have
this
to make
list.
The assumption that they are.
They could be.
You shared this with the group, and I saw that you were willing to do that. And I think I DM'd Ryan, and I was like, what is Chris thinking? Why would he fight for this guy to go any higher? Like, it's already a blessing that he is 104 right now. Like,
this guy
is an icon.
Three out of the, he's not an icon. You want three out of the five of
he
us.
He is an icon.
To bless
you know what's
it.
So cool about Chirisu too, though, is that it's been proven in later points that it's not just this cute little electrical rodent that ends up being really good. Togedemaru has showed up as a key pick in certain formats too. So it's I like Pachirisu a crap ton. I've liked it ever since Gen 4, and then obviously the story with the world championship where everybody's like, why the fuck does he have a Pachirisu? And then now it's just it's an iconic Pokemon in the series for the most part.
I remember watching that and it was just so hyped.
It was like Pachirisu next to like fucking Tyranitar or some shit against like Rayquaza and something else or some bullshit.
The
you were
squirrely
like
boy.
This looks so freaking weird, but this is
follow
so cool.
me helping
come here,
hand.
Little boy.
But I feel like it's already been a pretty generous list to him. I don't know. Right. I would go 99 is my Garbodor is my ceiling, but I love Pachirisu.
Garbodor.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I was out to start with it. Pachirisu is like a 500 at best for me.
Yep. Yeah, big same old.
At best.
For me, I'd end up putting it next to Emolga personally, but
sure, we have Emolga at 86.
Emolga,
and 86. I do like him more than Emolga, but I would go below Emolga, maybe even below Ampharos, just because I'm pretty sure there's a few people that argue for Ampharos a lot. But
yeah, Ampharos is a fan favorite for sure.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I mean, I still like Mimikyu more than Pachirisu, but I want to get him into the top 100 for you guys because
he's just gonna get bumped out by next episode, right?
Like, it doesn't go above, I don't know, Typhlosion, obviously, because that's a really good one. And then I would say Emolga I like less, but I know everybody else is in more of an argument. So
yeah, I mean, it sounds like we're not getting higher than 99, so let's just take 99 and move on.
Are the other Pokemon not going up there, though?
You see, with that attitude, yeah, I guess, you know, that's
the thing, though. You have to go a few more higher. You have to provide it enough of a cushion. What are the other Pokemon coming up? Like Crobat?
I can't remember. It could get pushed back out. Yeah, I would.
Yeah, I guess we'll see next episode.
Yeah, I guess we'll see. 99 sounds great.
I don't know.
Whenever that is.
I don't know. I feel like everyone already knows all the arguments, and like the two people here are still saying 500, despite the fact that he is like, he was like an icon, like Michael Moran. You were just at the like championships, right? And they had like a freaking banner of Pachirisu there.
They did, yeah. He's a real one. Also, I then left the next day to go to the Taylor Swift concert. Shockingly different demographics, polarized in opposite directions at those two events.
No Pachirisu banners at the Taylor Swift concert, is that what you're saying?
No, believe it or not.
I feel like that was a humble brag, Mike.
It's just a weird weekend. It's just a weird I was just picturing the room of, you know, Pokemon fans versus Taylor Swift fans. But I love Pachirisu. I'm not trying to diss him.
Yeah.
I feel like this is a generous, like most people wouldn't put him in their top 10% of Pokemon.
I feel like it depends on who you talk to.
That's fair.
I feel like a fair enough majority probably would, but it really depends.
The real ones would.
Frauds.
If genetics had never come on here to rank Pachirisu in the first place, he probably would be like 400s, 500s, because I didn't know about him winning worlds or whatever, any of that stuff. But I think that was a really great episode with a really passionate story, way better than Ryan's dumb cutie fly story. Just kidding, Ryan. Sorry.
It was a great story. I agree with you, Chris, but also I agree with, I liked Ryan's story.
No, Ryan's story is good.
They're both great. And Cutiefly is way lower than this, so if that's your actual belief, then this seems appropriate.
I mean, partially Cutiefly is way lower because Rabombi's quite a bit down there. That's why. I was about ready to argue for Cutiefly to go even higher just because I wanted somebody to argue for Pachirisu to go even higher. I will compromise.
To finish my statement, like 70% of my love for Pachirisu is like that story and genetics' passion, and 30% is that Ryan fucking hates it being in the top 100.
Exactly.
We'll see what we can do.
White fucking squirrel. Just
your guys' marriage is so great.
All right. Well, we'll leave it at 99 and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we will. And that is part one of the season finale. Thank you, everybody, for joining us while we, refinalize some decisions. We've got a bunch of plugs, I'm sure, for our guests. Genetics, anything to plug?
Victorian Genetics is just my name on everything, and I do have stuff actually posted this time, but there's going to be more official stuff that's actually posted later. The two things right now are kind of vlog like or whatever, but
let's check them out. Michael?
I just saw the movie Past Lives in theaters, and I thought it was neat.
Of course you did.
I thought it was really, really good slow burn buildup. Might want to check it out.
Okay. Holden?
Hey, everyone in the audio soundscape. I do a little podcast called How to Waste Your Time. It's a review podcast where me and my best friend review some stuff, different mediums of entertainment. We take a piece of content from each one of 9 different mediums, and we say this is how we wasted our time in the past month and help you waste your time better. Upcoming next month is going to be our 3-year anniversary. That means that we're going to get a bunch of recommends from the community, and we're just going to consume the stuff they want us to. And what do you know? I have 4 more categories that need to be filled, and I got 4 other people in this podcast, so I might just corner them all and make some bribes and make some
corner me, Holdy,
offer some rankings up and get them to recommend me some stuff so that we can watch it. So chances are, if you like any of the people on this podcast, if you listen to How Waste Your Time for our 3-year anniversary, you might find something that they recommended us to watch. So give it a listen.
Heck yeah. Chris, do we have anything to plug?
Yeah, get us a follow on Twitch at twitch.tv/friendlyfirepod. We stream Wasted there still every Friday or Saturday. Well, most every Friday or Saturday. And then you're not doing Kingdom Hearts there anymore, right? You're doing it on YouTube.
Yeah, we're on YouTube. That's what I was just about to say. I see it every week when it pops up. I know. I'm about to try and just do like Kick or YouTube instead, because Twitch is just such a dumpster fire on all their policies and stuff, dude.
Yeah, Twitch is going crazy.
And that said, follow us on Twitch, please.
Well, I'll just wait till between the episodes to say it. But
yeah, I'm partway through Dream Drop Distance. Boy, that certainly is a video game.
That's the game of all time.
A game. So
especially,
yeah,
especially like the part where Ventus was like, "It's Ventus time."
I love the part where they just pull you away from the character you're playing as when there's like half
and then go play a far
left
character
on an enemy to go. Yeah. It's great. I love it. If you want to watch me slowly unravel in my own sanity, come check out the stream. But thank you, everybody, for joining us while we continue finalizing the most important decisions of our lives. We hope you are well until we reconvene in 2 weeks. And remember, gotta rank them all.
Gotta rank them all. Pokemon.